JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, come on, Chris Christopherson, how many albums you got in the collection there?
Legend.
Exactly.
Legend.
Dead, yep. Right. Tesla, profitable, but they missed.
They did miss. They did miss. Pretty weak price action, actually, yesterday on the US markets. In the end, the Dow Jones fell just under 600 points. The good news is, though, it bounced right back today. Mike, it's a Mr. Miyagi kind of market. Mike, risk on, risk off. Risk on, risk off. Yeah, but so you had that swirl of coronavirus concern yesterday and a whole bunch of other things going on that we talked about, all that stuff going on with GameStop. But in addition, a whole bunch of companies have released their quarterly results, big companies as well. So, yeah, Tesla we can start with, Mike. Now, if you're not up to speed, Tesla shareholders, I suppose it will be the understatement of the year. Admittedly, it's only a short year so far, but have enjoyed quite a strong share price rise in the last year, haven't they, Mike? Just a mere 743% in the last 12 months to the end of Dec 31, and then probably another 20 to 30% in January alone. So that's completely nuts. Anyway, they missed on their earnings per share expectations. They did make 180,000 vehicles in the fourth quarter. That's up 71% year on year. And it's the sixth quarter in a row of profitability. Margins a little lower than expected. They think they're on track to produce an awful lot more cars going forward. The Gigafactory in Shanghai, that's got the capacity to produce 250 Model 3s alone. There was some commentary out there about the role of the sale of regulatory credits in their profit and loss. I mean, how much is that actually contributing as opposed to cars? They are looking at 50% growth in deliveries. Revenues are good. Stock a little bit lower in trading, down 2%. But when you look at the previous rise, it's meaningless, really, isn't it?
Yes. Looking at their new S, by the way, they've released a new photo of their S. They're refreshing the S. It's got a flash steering wheel. Where are we at? Facebook?
Record revenues and profits. The ad business going very well, benefiting from growth in online shopping. Share price did fall a little bit yesterday, back up today. They're going to face some headwinds on that ads business because I think there's some new curbs in their ability to pull users' data for ad targeting. But the big guy was Apple yesterday, Mike. Apple.
Amazing, eh?
Most profitable quarter ever. High-end iPhone sales, iPhone 12 going very well. I'm finally learning how to drive mine. Pandemic-related surge in demand for laptops and tablets, $111.4 billion in sales. First time over $100 billion. Tim Cook, what did Tim Cook say, Mike? He said, we could not be more optimistic.
No kidding.
That's what those would say. Yeah, they made a profit. How last century is that? Yeah, they made a profit. Rose 29%. Share price down a little bit at the moment. But again, shareholders there have enjoyed
it. It's amazing when you're a business that sells stuff that people want and you make a profit.
A profit.
Remember those days.
Yeah,
how'd the Fed go?
Yeah. The Fed, it's first Biden-era Fed Reserve meeting. They held policy rates steady, kept the current pace of asset purchases steady as well. So Fed funds rate still between 0 and 0.25. That was all expected. It was all about the signalling. Tone was dovish, Mike. The chair of the Fed Reserve, Jerome Powell, talked of the tremendous human and economic hardship that the coronavirus has caused, commented that the pace of recovery has moderated, although he also noted the US economy's resilience. Those recent flash PMIs we talked about earlier in the week highlight the fact that the US is doing better on a relative basis. Importantly, he reiterated the Fed's effort to keep the economy going would be maintained until they were absolutely sure they'd achieved their objectives. So that's the assessment of maximum employment. They want to see inflation moderately exceeding 2%. So basically what we take out of this, Mike, is accommodative monetary policy isn't going away. That cheap and plentiful money, though, it's driving asset prices up. What did Powell have to say about that? He said that efforts by a central bank to lean against potential asset bubbles would do more harm than good. So he's not going to worry about those asset bubbles. GDP out and as well in the last few hours, Mike, and 4% annualized rate, expectations 4.2, slightly below. But yep, all in all, the market's looking a lot healthier today than it was yesterday.
Indeed. Numbers, please.
30,906 on the Dow Jones, up 603 points, 2% gain there. So cowabunga, dude, that all looks good. 3824 on the S&P 500, up 74 points, also around 2%. And the NASDAQ, 13,464, up 194 points. The FTSE 100, 6526, down 41. The Nikkei, 28,197. They lost 1.5%. And the Shanghai Composite, or just under 2% loss yesterday, 3505. The ASX 200, 6649, down 1.9%. The New Zealand market got smacked a little bit yesterday, Mike. 13,086. We lost 287 points, down 2.15%. Expect that to bounce back today. On the currencies, 0.7173 against the US, 0.9345 Aussie, 0.5917 Euro, 0.5226 pounds, 74.81 yen. Gold, $1,847. Brent crude, $55.59.
You have a most excellent weekend. Appreciate your time and help this week. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz. Two more cases. Chris Hipkins is back for another round. New Zealand invention could mean you could travel. It's a brilliant idea. Passenger back after 8 as well.